Anybody catch that? A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. I tried to stress that a little bit. If you've been paying attention for the last several weeks, we've been listening to the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark has a story where Jesus feeds the 5,000. But for some reason, the church has decided at this point to switch from Mark's Gospel to John's Gospel. So it's the same story, but it's being told by a different person. And interestingly enough, in this Gospel of John, Jesus is portrayed radically differently than he is in the Gospel of Mark. If you think about the Gospel of Mark, there's this thing we refer to as the Markan secret. Because whenever Jesus works a miracle, he always tells his disciples, "Tell no one about this until the Son of Man is revealed." But in John's Gospel, Jesus is portrayed radically different. Jesus is portrayed as this confident God-man who knows what he is about, who knows what he is going to do. And so over the next several weeks, we are going to be listening to the Gospel of John because Jesus is going to be sharing with us the "I am the bread of life" discourse. So over the next several weeks, it's going to be pounded into us. I am the good shepherd. I am the gatekeeper. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Over the next several weeks, we are going to be invited into a glimpse of the confidence that Jesus had in John's Gospel. And so I ask you, how confident are you in the abundance of the love of God in your life? How confident are you that God will provide? How confident are you that you don't need to ask for anything because God will be there for you? That's a challenging question. And it's challenging because we live in a broken world. You know, we come to this place to celebrate the Eucharist, and we're told, we're promised by Jesus, whoever eats this bread will never hunger again. But how many people come here and go out to breakfast afterwards? We will hunger in our human existence and our human experience. But what Jesus is trying to drive home to each and every one of us is that he wants us to be confident in the abundance of his love. And he wants us to celebrate that and to consume that because it will never, ever end. In fact, it will last into eternity. How confident are you in that? I want to suggest to you that there's this idea of confidence and competence. If you think about ever being around somebody who was like this confident, but had like this competence, what's it like? It's a little frustrating, maybe a little scary, right? But what about people who have this competence and this confidence? It can be equally frustrating, right? Because it appears that people are kind of wasting their competencies because they don't believe in themselves, they don't trust. So I want to propose a challenge for each of us this morning in terms of the competence that we have, what we know, in our confidence in the love of God. How does our competence inform our confidence in God? Or, more importantly, how does our competence detract from our confidence in the love of God? living in a broken world can sometimes be a scary thing, where we begin to look for stuff to make us feel better. Whether it's food or drink or power or prestige. Whether it's tangible things or things that we just look for from other people. Our competence and our confidence in the love of God is founded in our sense of gratitude for all that God provides. And sometimes in a broken world, it can be easy for us to put gratitude behind us, because in the moment we may be upset about something, we may feel lacking in something, we are experiencing brokenness. But God does not want that for us. God wants us to have confidence in His love. And so the church, in her wisdom, has taken a shift from the Mark Gospel to John's Gospel, so that again and again we can hear Jesus say, "I am for you." And hopefully that can build our confidence even in the midst of our feeling broken, even in the midst of our sinfulness, even in the midst of our hurt. And so as we gather here this morning to take in this bread of life, let's be aware that we may leave here in some ways hungering because of this world. But that hunger is satisfied in the abundant love of God. And the way to recognize that is by moving ourselves into a position of gratitude and doing it in the moment. Because if we think about in the moment what we have here and now, we have no other choice but to be grateful. We live in the United States of America. Yes, we have poverty. Yes, we have brokenness. But think about your life compared to other people who experience brokenness in a way more profound way. It can happen in other countries. It can happen in other neighborhoods. But I want to suggest to you, if we're able to move into that idea of gratitude, then what's going to happen is what happened in today's gospel. Abundance will happen. Because our gratitude will help us to be confident enough to share from our abundance, to give to those in need, to reflect the love of the abundant love of God. So this morning, as we come forward, as we are gifted to receive the abundance of love of God in this Eucharist, let us challenge ourselves to work in gratitude, to share the gifts that we experience in our life, and perhaps in some small way, heal some hurt and some brokenness in the world outside of this space.